Hello everyone, it is June the 6th, day 6 of Audio Mo, and one-fifth of the way through, actually, which is kind of hard to believe, but here we are again, and a couple interesting things to talk about. First is a weird issue, a weird computer issue, which I've had happen before. I think I may have even talked about it on a podcast, but it happened again. So all day today, my internet was really slow on my computer. Well, actually, more so on my phone than on my computer. It just seemed really slow. And I didn't know what the problem was. Tonight I went to download a book from Kindle. And, excuse me, it was taking a really long time. Which is kind of odd, because, you know, Kindle books don't usually take a long time to download, but this one was. And, you know, podcasts were taking a while today. And so I started thinking, and I wondered if I had the same problem I did before. On my Mac, I opened up Activity Monitor. And anywhere from 30, it was a minimum of 30K, and it went up to anywhere from that to 60K. Like kilobytes, was just constantly being downloaded. Like the data, like transfer per second was that constantly, no matter what I was doing. And it turned out what the problem was for some reason the printer, we have a wireless printer, and the printer very occasionally gets into a weird state where it starts flooding everything on the network. And that was what was happening here. I remember a few years ago I had the same problem. And I had an iPod Touch at the time. And my iPod Touch battery would die like very quickly. And I thought it was a dead battery, where it turns out it was this printer flooding everything on the network. And so that was happening again. And turned off the printer and everything was fine. So that's good. But it's sort of a weird problem. It's actually where Activity Monitor, at least on the Mac, is your friend, because you can sometimes solve problems, like diagnose weird situations. I don't remember if there was an equivalent in Windows or not. I'm sure there must be, but it's been a while since I've used Windows. Next thing I wanted to talk about was something that was, I was looking at Twitter earlier, and I sent out a tweet, which a few people retweeted, and I tweeted that I found it amusing, because I have muting rules on, that the only Dice World-related tweets I saw were people complaining about Dice World tweets. And that's actually something I don't know if a lot of people know about, is that on most Twitter clients, you can set up filters or muting rules. I know you can in Urufukuru, which is the one I use, and I think, I'm sure you can on all the popular other ones as well. The way it works on Urufukuru is that you can mute out individual people. I think you can mute out clients, so if there's like a thing that tweets a lot automatically that people use, you could mute that, or you can mute out phrases. And I think what I take out is, at least in the case of Dice World, is like it's like at Dice World exclamation point. And that's what the tweets when people say send Dice World stuff, what it comes out as, or like what it uses. So you could mute that if you don't want to see Dice World tweets. So if that's a problem for you, that might be something you might want to look into. Finally, and I apologize if I sound like I'm really tired. I actually kind of am. And, I may go to bed soon, but I wanted to make sure I got this audio boo out first. But, the last thing I wanted to mention was that, something was kind of neat. I mentioned the other day about the language, the new language that Apple's doing, Swift. And, I'd heard the other day that, actually, Eric had let me know this from Eric, who you might know from the Maccessibility podcast. Apparently, there were Firefly references in the Swift language manual, which is kind of cool. And I also found out today that there apparently also are Doctor Who references in the Swift language manual. So that's kind of cool. I like that there are geeky references in the language documentation. And I think that's going to do it for me today. So I will be back with you again tomorrow.